Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Beis Baba Basra 102. And our Daf is discussing the layout of the graveyards and the burial crypts in the time of the Talmud. So back on Daf Kuf Alef Amud Beis, the Gemara had described a crypt as being in a cave, and there was an open area inside the cave, and there were recesses that were excavated from the walls of the cave, and from these recesses the bodies or the coffins that they were in were placed inside the recesses. And according to Rabbi Yochanan on top of 101b, the recesses for the coffins were not only placed alongside the walls but also in the corners, b'keren zavis, in the corners. So in which case the Gemara is bothered by that. How can the person be buried in a corner? So there is actually a picture of the Rashbam depicting this, because then the graves on the corners will be touching each other, and that is problematic. And so the Gemara answers, Bimamik. What happened was they would actually build the caves, the graves in the caves would be recessed, and they would also be on different levels. So they were deeper, one was deeper than the other, and thereby they would not be touching each other. So on our daf, the Gemara explains that if one finds a body, one or two bodies buried by themselves, then they could be moved with their tefusa, with the earth that is surrounding them. However, if there were three bodies that were found together, then they were found within 4 to 8 amos, then they cannot be moved. If it's one or two bodies that are found, then we can assume that they were just buried there temporarily, and it wasn't a real graveyard, and so therefore the person who was buried there did not intend to remain there. However, if it was three, then we have to assume it's a graveyard, and so therefore, if they're found from between 4 to 8 amos, then we assume that they were basically acquiring that place, and then we need to check up to 20 amos. If any other bodies are found there, then we assume that they are part of the graveyard, and they cannot be buried there. And so we see from here, from our discussion of the graveyard and the layout of the cemeteries, we see from here that it's problematic to have graves that are touching each other, because as the Gemara had stated, v'anagi kuchen la'adadi, that if the recesses themselves are touching each other, it's problematic. And so the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, where he discusses burials, writes that we see from here that you cannot bury two bodies together, and that there needs to be at least a wall in between the graves, and that there needs to be the space of at least a cubit, an amma, which is approximately 1.5 feet, a half of an amma for each grave. And in the Shulchan Aruch goes even further than this. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredeya that not only do we not bury two bodies next to each other unless there is a wall and there's an amma space in between them, but we also, says the Shulchan Aruch, we do not place two coffins one on top of the other. And if there would be two coffins right on top of the other, then we would need to move the top one. Unless the Shulchan Aruch says that the minimum space we need in order to place the two coffins on top of another is 6 tefachim, which is basically an amma, and that is around 18 to 24 inches. So if you have a gap between the two graves of 6 tefachim, then we could put one on top of the other. In the Shut Shavus Yaakov, he discusses this and about the special distance required between one grave and another grave, and he says even though that this is a clear law in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch that you need to have 6 tefachim or one amma between the two graves, whether they're next to each other or on top of each other, there is a problem. And the problem is there's a limited amount of earth on this world. And so he says, Puk chazi ma amma devar. Go look out at what people are doing. And guess what? Everybody is being buried closer than that. And he writes, this is what they're doing even though it is not according to the law. And he says the reason why the practice is to do this is because, he writes, Shalom lanu nitan aretz. We don't have the whole world, and we're not able to buy everything in the world, and even if we would, there wouldn't be enough space. And so therefore, we're cramped. And so all we could do is the best we can. And so therefore, he says, these laws were given when we had much more space and we had much more ability to bury people. And so that's why they did it at a greater distance. And so therefore, the Shuch Shvus Yaakov says, we can bury people closer than one amma from each other. And indeed, the Gaon Rabbi Akiva Eiger also says that the whole idea of requiring six tefachim for one grave on top of the other, he says that actually is something that he doesn't accept. He says that's a law only when they're next to each other, but one on top of the other, that's not found in the Gemara. And so therefore, he says it's required only to be three tefachim, one on top of the other. The Aruch HaShulchan explains why perhaps we don't have to accept the distances that the Shulchan Aruch says, because he says in the time of the Talmud, the distances were there because we were going to collect the bones from each other, and so therefore, after a person was buried for a while, you went in and you collected the bones and you moved them to the ancestral graveyards. But here today, we're no longer going to collect the bones, so we're not going to be opening up the graves, and so since we're not going to be opening up the graves, so therefore, we don't have the concern of being as far apart from each other, and we could even be buried closer to each other.